Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly radio, wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for tuning in, longtime listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in, new people. We're always welcoming the newest people walking in the door. We're going to share the routine with you, so you've got it. Here it is. Maria and I, we're the hosts. We know nothing. We say nothing. We ask polite softball questions of our expert guests, of which we have one today. And the expert guest will give us some really good community wellness information that we can use to make our community happier, healthier, less suffering. You are the listener. So first you listen.
Okay.
Then you run over to the podcast at kxorradio.com and click Let's Talk About It and click on the podcast, and you send the podcast to the people who need to hear it, because not everybody was listening today. You are. So you're going to take that responsibility for us, and that's going to be part of the pact that we make today with our listeners at Let's Talk About It. So it's community. We've all got a little role here, and that spiel is my role, so I'm going to step out of the way. We're joined today by Andrea Platero. She is a professional clinical counselor associate.
That is correct.
Which means, like, you're almost licensed, but not quite.
Correct, yes. And so when I, what's different from mine from, you know, marriage, family, and therapy or a social worker is that mine is more nationwide. So pretty much I can, once I'm fully licensed and complete my hours, I can work anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. United States, if
yes.
You're listening.
No, and it's true. When this came about because of healthcare reform, I looked into it. I was telling my staff, you should go for it, become an LPCC. Because you can go to New York, and people who are licensed here in California, marriage and MFTs, LMFTs or LCSWs, the licensed clinical social worker, they still have to take a test in New York if they want to go over there, mm-hmm. or Florida,
or even additional classwork.
Yeah.
And who knows what they're going to ask you in New York,
yes.
Frankly.
Requirements.
East Coast, wintertime.
Good choice. Good choice, Andrea. Good choice.
Thank you.
How many, you know, the thing I think that people don't respect or even understand is how many clinical hours do you have to do prior to taking and passing your licensure exam?
That's 3,000 hours.
So do the math at home.
And prior to that, just when you're doing your internship, I had to complete 2,000 hours.
So 5,000 total hours. And you figure on a good day, that's 6 hours a day?
Correct.
On a good day.
On a good day.
On the best,
yes.
Day. Because it's client contact mostly.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So 5,000 hours at 6 hours a day says you got to want this pretty badly.
Oh, I do. And it's actually a passion of mine. Always has been.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're getting closer.
Yes.
Every day you get closer.
Thank you for coming aboard today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a fun topic because we love our youth and young adult people as they grow up and make the world a better place. And some of them are really doing wonderful things out in our communities today. But one of the things that one of the minefields of development into an adult is our relationships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden you're 13, you're 14, you're seeing TV,
Scott, you've got all this media stuff saying go. Yeah, but Scott, I mean, even as adults, relationships is just a big part of our lives.
Yes, it's actually going to be a series.
Just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you've got
to figure it out.
Exactly.
Yes. And there's different types of relationships. We have relationships with friends. We have intimate relationships. We have relationships with our family. There's like all different types of.
I have followers on social media. Is that a relationship?
Yes, we could look at that a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't friend them, but they follow me.
Yes, and how many likes are they giving you?
Certainly not enough.
So
there are lots of different types of relationships, mm-hmm. and a lot of these, as young adults, people are stepping into for the first time.
Yes, absolutely. And especially in the ages especially during 13, times have changed. They're not the same as when we were young. And, you know, back, I mean, I was actually discussing this, with one of my, I do, family therapy also with my clients. And I was, when you're in home and you're engaged, and one of the things that parents was expressing to me is how times have changed in regards to even shows. Back then when you had shows like Full House or Family Matters or things, I mean, at the end of the show, there was always a moral of the story. You know, always doing the right thing, always doing, you know, what was best for everyone, always being fair.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.